The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Did you eat the filet fish?
Oh, you're talking to me? Yeah, I'm not fucking. I'm good.
Gefilte fish? Gefilte?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Filter?
Mm-hmm. What this is? It's filter fish.
It's filter fish. Okay, now we'll start there. Hey, hello, and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of video games. That's right. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And all of those guys are on Epstein's list, actually, not us. We are clean boys. We're fine. Don't listen to them. Listen to us. Yeah, not implicated. Anyways, we are five-star men. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. Wow. With me is another five-star man, James Brizuela.
Sure. The implication, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because the implication, that's right. And, of course, Alex Cordova as well.
Rumham.
Rumham. I know. I was trying to figure out one, too. I was like, I didn't want to do the five-star again, but it's fine. So... Welcome to 2024. Hey, we're here.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, we are.
First
Unfortunately.
Episode of the year. And it's going to be a quick one because January is a slower month, but we got some juicy stuff here. So we'll start with the quick bits. Anybody want to take it or shall I go for it?
1, 2, 3, not it.
Oh, fuck
whatever. I don't know who did it last time, but I guess I can do it.
Go for it. Do it. Quick bits.
Okay, quick bits. Number one.
Bullet point one.
Duh. Okay. The quote unquote Florida Joker is now threatening to sue GTA 6 for his likeness. Steam refunded all players who purchased the day before, and servers will officially shut down January 22nd, 2024. What a shit show.
Oh my God. How expected.
Research firm Ampere Analysis, whatever, estimates that the PlayStation 5 outsold Xbox Series consoles 3-1 in 2023. No shock there.
Shit.
Our win of the year, potentially, Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door has officially been rated by the ESRB, meaning it may actually come out sooner than expected.
Woohoo.
And Fallout 76 is apparently way more successful than people realize, now having reached over 17 million people. Because of this, it's getting a huge amount of content, from Atlantic City DLC to new regions on the map, all planned for 2024. Let's go.
That was unexpected. Okay. Well, fuck.
I'll believe that when I see it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, apparently, Bethesda's making money off this bitch now, so...
I heard they, really fixed it from what it was before.
They added a lot more content. Way more content, actually.
Well, they fucked up from the beginning because they didn't make it like Fallout.
It was so barren. Yeah, it was fucking barren. Mm-hmm.
And now I hear it's like that. It's basically, obviously, like co-op Fallout, which is cool. You know?
I was reading the news story or the Reddit story on this, and a lot of people in the comments were just like, hey, I haven't, touched this in 2 years. And people, I guess a lot of people put a lot of hours, and they're just like, listen, just play it like a single-player game. And then when you do quests, just go roll with your bros. And apparently it's just a regular Fallout game now with the very good map, I would say. It was actually a fantastic map. Last time it was a little laggy, though. It was a little weird, but I don't know. Well, hopefully they fix that up, too. But, yeah, I might give it a download, see what this, take a visit to Atlantic City or something,
How good are your editing skills here, Fuente? Because I really feel like to really add that Florida Joker quick bit in there, you just need to cut in it. Insert of him talking to he's literally talking to GTA 6. Have you guys seen the clip?
No, I haven't. But I may have to do that now.
he has like two or three videos where he's literally saying GTA 6, we gotta talk on shit like that, right? And he's like, you're using my likeness and shit.
Oh.
And it's like people here in the comments like, bro, does this fool know that Rockstar, like GTA 6 isn't anyone, it's Rockstar? Like, does he not know this?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's funny, though. I'm just like, yeah, this sums up
you know, people from Florida are very special.
They are a little special kind of breed.
There is nobody like them in the rest of the United States.
People from Florida, God's favorite cherubs.
What's comedy, though, is the last video that he did, homeboy is recording, like, in his backyard, and he just, like, comes out of a bush, dude. And he's just like, everyone in the top comments are like, why is homeboy coming out of a bush?
I don't know. Hats off to him to want to give it a little production value.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not mad about that, all right? You know what? At least he's trying to do something with it. Yeah, and honestly, him shouting out GTA 6 is probably just him riding the wave of popularity since his likeness was used in the trailer anyway, honestly, which he should be capitalizing on. So come on, dude.
Mutually beneficial because it keeps GTA 6 in the news. There's no lull.
Right.
I think Rockstar's laughing at him, though, because they're like, sue us, please. Yeah. We're begging you to sue us.
We'd love to see your representation's been so good thus far, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if there was ever a bigger fuck up than the day before. Like, I honestly don't. That is, it's still insane to me. We covered it in the last episode. Go listen if you have not heard that yet. We dive into it because Fwen just like to, he wanted to skip right over for some reason.
Yeah, no. So we had to know about the Fortnite fucking broadening, apparently. It's so fucking bad.
All refunds, the company went bankrupt, and
like, regardless of you want it or not, Steam's just like, no, you're getting a refund.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you wanted to keep it, they're like, no, we're giving you your money back. That's it. They washed their hands of that blood, basically.
They're like, we're going to delete everything.
It's so bizarre that they failed this bad.
Did we ever find out what became of the CEO?
I haven't really looked it up, just from that story we talked about last episode, where homeboy disappeared.
Yeah,
he just said shit happens and then bounced.
That was the official developer's Twitter said that. Like,
CEO was like, "You boys like Mexico?" and just fucking bolted.
that guy, the company's obviously never gonna be around again. But I don't even know if that guy could ever like show his face in the gaming industry ever again, anybody even give him a shot.
He's got to change his fucking name or something, dude.
Well, I was going to say, the last thing I saw real quick on the internet is the fact that, like, someone was like, this guy had to have been an alias or something, and, like, someone, I don't know who it was, but someone chimed in, and they're like, no, we can confirm he is a real person, but he's kind of fallen off the face of the earth right now.
So, yeah. We went all D.B. Cooper, just fucking roll out a plane.
Like, the fact that horrifically terrible looking Kong game got a better score than this is just
and Gollum.
Sad.
Gollum.
I know. And Gollum. Steam's like, you live with these games. You purchase those. That's your fucking bad. Yeah. But for this one, we're sorry.
Yeah. We're sorry.
And I think that shit, when it shuts down in a couple weeks too, it's like, that's it.
Yeah, it's scrubbed.
People were selling keys.
Done. Yeah, it's done. Mm-hmm.
People were selling CD keys for like thousands of dollars, right, when they delisted it. But really? Now I really hope no one bought that, because now it's gone. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
No matter what, for any kind of sale, there's always at least one mark out there, okay? There's one person that's going to fall for it, but...
I mean, what was it, like, when people were selling the phones with that stupid Flappy Bird game on?
Oh, my God.
I wonder if that's the case, like, the key will still work or something. I don't know.
Still got an old iPhone 3GS.
You need a server, right?
Yeah, once the servers are down, you can't... They're not going to access it.
God, shit show indeed. But hey, in the opposite though, I gotta say, I'm so happy Mario in the Thousand Year Door has been rated this quickly. No one expected that one. I'm guessing Nintendo always has a direct in February. Shadow drop, baby. April. Give me a shadow drop.
April. April.
You think April? I can see April.
Whoa, hold on. Wait. Hold on. I'm looking something up, Jamie.
Because they gave us a clue when it was coming out, right?
Maybe that Splatoon guy.
This might conflict with my initial April, but maybe not. Mm. So Princess Peach Showtime comes out in March. Mm. So to allow that game to breathe a little bit, I think, I'm going with April.
You think
April? That's my guess. Okay. I think so. Maybe May, maybe summer, maybe leading into summer so they can give Princess Peach Showtime time to breathe. Maybe like May, April, May.
I don't know, maybe, because Luigi's Mansion 2 also comes out in the summer. That one's confirmed for the summer. So I don't know.
I mean, I'm excited about that, but I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Paper Mario and Thousand Year Door is a full remake.
True.
And that one's only a port, right, or a conversion, if you will.
No, that's a remaster. Yeah, they up the graphics and everything too.
It's not a remake though.
No, not a ground up remake. No, definitely not.
Yeah. Because Paper Mario and Thousand Year Door is a remake, right?
Yeah, they need to remake from the ground up. Yeah, they got to do the Metroid Prime thing where they overlay it with some shit and they got a better engine and all that stuff. So
I mean, I'm assuming they're gonna give it the Super Mario RPG treatment.
God, that
and
yeah.
Just. Yeah, make it better.
Still, so, yeah. I must say, that Mario RPG remake is phenomenal. That just
I gotta get back to it, but it was really good.
Same. Like, I think about the soundtrack sometimes. I'm like, oh, they really did a good remaster of everything on there. That's how you do it. Way to go. That was my win last year, obviously, was the remaster. So just relishing in that again. But yeah, I hope we see it sooner no matter what. I mean, they gotta start hyping the Switch 2, so I imagine they're gonna front load everything in the first half of the year anyways. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Obvious saying that the PS5 outsold the Xbox Series.
I know.
One.
Like, yeah.
I mean, come on.
No surprise there, but yeah.
Do they even have to say it at this point any year? Like, do they? Because it's like, dude, we all know that's the case. Like, until the Switch 2 comes out, I don't even want to hear anything about anything outselling PlayStation 5 because it's not going to happen.
Well, no, not this year. This year, I mean, they finally got stock up. So that was the biggest hurdle. Like, Switch only, I think, had the gains it did in the year prior is because nobody can buy a PS5. So, you know, the Switch is easily available. But, yeah, Xbox, I see it so much more in cabinets now compared to before. And I still have a struggle with seeing a PS5 in a cabinet somewhere.
It's because they didn't hold anything back. no, they're holding everything back because they won't fucking make games. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
They don't have exclusives. They don't have console sellers. They don't have anything.
There you have me. You have your car.
Oh, I was going to say I'll tickle that fancy a little later on the rumor mill when it leaky rumor mill, but yeah, they might try to turn it around this year, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll give them a couple years before they can really turn it on. When does Fable come out?
Supposed to be, I don't know. Yeah, it didn't even give us a date. They were just like, it's in development.
Well, I'll give it that year. Like, that year is, I feel like, with whatever else they're planning, if they're hopefully planning stuff, that'll be the big year for them because, I mean, I'm jealous that I won't be able to play that.
I do love Fable games. Like, all three of them.
Dude, the Fable games were so good before, and if they don't fuck it up, I'm going to be really upset that I can't play it.
Yeah, all three of them actually were fantastic. It's, even though the third's controversial, I would say it's got some great things to it. So, way to go, Fable. Yeah.
On Fallout 76, who made that big DLC, the England one? Was that for Fallout 4 or Fallout 76?
That was Fallout 4. That was,
for London.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one, though. Fallout 4 DLCs were amazing. So, I mean, that's our quick bits right there. Again, I'm actually probably going to download Fallout 76. I just want to see it.
Free on the, like, on the extra tier for PlayStation. I just, you know, I was like, I don't want to get into a MMO.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Is it crossplay though? Have you heard
of it? I don't know. Is it?
Jamie, can you look that up?
Yeah, I actually want to know. I'd be down to fucking roll through.
Let's see. Nope.
No. Fuck off then. Sorry, but Bethesda. Okay. No, they're owned by Microsoft now. They're assholes about it. That makes sense.
You get for putting faith in Bethesda.
Yeah. trust me, we know now. Well, that was the quick bit. That was the quicker quick bits. Last time we did 20 minutes on quick bits. So you know what? Good job. We burned through these bitches. But now we got some big news coming up. Cordova, Rocket, let's do it.
Rocket to Rockstar?
Mm-hmm,
what?
Mm-hmm.
So over winter break, Rockstar had the Grand Theft Auto 5 source code hacked. Not good. So Rockstar did not have a good December despite showing off Grand Theft Auto 6 to the world. In a show of appreciation, some asshole hacker decided to leak the GTA 5 source code to the internet, leaving Grand Theft Auto Online open to even more sophisticated hacks and exploits. Mm-hmm. But it's not all bad. In some surprising news, actually, it is all bad, my bad.
Yeah, that's actually pretty bad. Coming up right now.
Well, that's bad, but then this is even worse. So, in some surprising news, it was revealed that GTA 5 originally had 8 single-player DLC packs planned, the biggest one being a prologue DLC chapter and Liberty City DLC. Bully 2 was also mentioned in the code, but no word on if it is officially dead or just delayed.
Oh, that's...
They've been talking about Bully 2 for so long, and it's like, at this point, like, I don't even care.
Well, there's... Nah. There was leaks and concept art in the code, the coding and stuff. So it's real somewhere, or if it's dead.
Yeah, but it was like it's a 10-year-old game. I'm sure it probably was conceived a decade ago, but this DLC or this, you know, fucking shark card money, I think kind of fucked it. I think it kind of fucked it.
Oh, fucked over everything, dude.
Yeah, we don't normally talk a lot of shit on Rockstar because they don't really generally fuck up, but. The fact that they canceled that many DLC packs just to focus on the stupid online, like, that makes me so sad. Because
Liberty City.
I would have still been playing it because the story was so good. And if they would have just kept adding it, like, I don't know, dude. Throwing a fucking... We meet some crazy chick that's, like, Trevor's girlfriend or something. I don't know. But, like, well, you know...
One was a Trevor-focused one, right?
Yeah, one was a Trevor-focused one that actually turned... A lot of it, I think maybe four or five of them, turned into the GTA Online... not DLC, but like, you know, their packs,
missions,
like,
or whatever.
Like the Doomsday heist and shit like that. But it's like, I mean, you know, that would have been way cooler to do just single player or offline or something, right? I know that the two big ones that people are really sad about is the prologue DLC, which took place in, what was it, Yankton? Or some, you know, like a New Hampshire or whatever, the beginning of the game, right? Where the
where the heist, the initial fuck up is.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like a DLC chapter showing, you know, who knows how big it was going to be, but you were playing as those three, Michael, Brad. That was the guy's name who Trevor was obsessed over. Brad and Trevor, right? But that took place like, I can't remember, like 5 years before. And then the Liberty City DLC was what they were really upset about, because, like, who knows if that probably would have been, like, the entirety of Liberty City, you know?
Like, the GTA 4 version of the map with the GTA 5 physics would be fucking awesome. I would lose it for that. That'd be great.
Yep. And who knows if it was going to be the three characters going there, so we still can switch, or if it was going to be Nico. And, someone else. I don't know, but...
Oh, we got a Nico DLC. Look at all this speculative awesomeness that is never going to happen. That's great. That's so good.
Yeah. That's sad. Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah, actually...
And, like, I don't even normally want to buy DLC for the most part, but I would have bought that DLC for sure. Again, that game was so good. The single player, not the online bullshit. Like, the single player was so good. And, yeah, if they would have gone more into, like, Trevor's backstory... And stuff, I would have been like, oh, I'm buying the shit out of that.
Yeah, because I realized now, I was like, oh, I haven't played GTA in a long time, GTA 5 in a long time. But also, when it came out, I played it for years. Like, I would just sometimes pop it in and just like, oh, I'm going to fuck around and do some things or like slowly build the missions and slowly do. It's such a good slow burn game. I didn't really have to feel the rush to beat it too much. But like, man, this would really extend the longevity for, I think, the gamers who aren't like the whales that people get preyed upon for all this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they threw that for free on the extra tier. PS Plus, and I was like thinking about it too. I was like, man, should I just download this shit again and jump back in? Because it's been a long time since I played it.
Same. But I keep thinking about it.
I also like don't want to download it because I'm like, God, I want that game to die.
Yeah.
Well, let's not forget too that at one time Rockstar was the king of DLC like packs, because dude, they went from Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare to the GTA 4 DLC packs, the two.
Yeah, Battle of Gay Tony and the Lost and the Damned.
Yeah, the Lost and the Damned. And it's just like everyone was expecting something on that level for GTA 5, and they're like, nope, shark cards.
Yeah. Yeah. We were expecting it for Red Dead 2 also, and they just let that shit die also.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Rockstar, you fucks. Like, they don't have the goddamn manpower. Anyways, that's fine. It's fine. Because there's an even worse leak that we should be talking about also. Yep. It's actually really fucking bad.
Yeah, it's in my bathroom. I gotta go fix it. I'll be right back. So actually, there's an even bigger leak, and it happened with our buds at Insomniac. There was a huge, huge leak, and now we have a follow-up. Hackers made good on their threat and released a ton of Insomniac info, as well as pretty much playable alpha build of Wolverine. That alpha build made its way to Twitter, which was... taken down rather quickly.
Yeah.
Somebody sent it to me and I didn't even get to click on it. It was already gone. But some people got to see it. Obviously, it's an alpha build, but it sounded cool. Also found on this leak was 1.67 terabytes of data And it's a huge revelation that Insomniac is pretty much becoming a Marvel studio in game form. There is a Venom spinoff plan, which we've talked about, which is not a shock. Spider-Man 3, also not a shock. And an X-Men game plan down the road, which is a huge surprise. And that would be fucking cool.
That would have been a nice announcement for Summer Games Fest, man.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been pretty cool.
I am expecting them to... That Venom spinoff should be coming out this year.
2024. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, like not even late this year. That should be a summer drop for sure.
Had a timeline, right? If I'm not mistaken.
It had dates. It had years. Yes.
Yeah.
It was like Venom was 2023, Spider-Man 3 I believe was 2025. Wolverine was 2024. No. 26, my bad. Spider-Man 3 was 26. Wolverine was 25.
Mm-hmm.
A new Ratchet and Clank was like 28. And then the X-Men game was 2029.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. They maybe would have did a teaser for X-Men, but, you know, 5 years away, I don't think they would have done it yet. But,
yeah.
It was like rough dates, just, you know.
True. I think it was goals. Their goal, essentially, was to release. But also, interesting, too, is that sales data came from this for not just Insomniac, but all Sony franchises up until about, like, 2021 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it...
I didn't put that in there, but...
Yeah. It revealed why we're not getting Ratchet & Clank for a long... That game made no money. On the PS5 nothing.
Well, I think it barely made even because that was the time when the PS5s were hard to come by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even
that was it was a launch title, and I was like, well, I can't play that.
Yeah. I just want to hold it.
Yeah. So Spider-Man came out in 2018. Miles Morales came out in 2020.
Okay, so maybe like a two-year-old gap.
Right, but I don't think it's going to be as long because they already had the engine, you know what I mean? They already had the engine built, or they built the engine when Spider-Man came out. They probably had to, you know, do a lot of work with it to do Miles Morales. But now that they have those two games under their belt, and it's basically the same, you know, same thing, same build in a sense, I think it should be coming out fairly soon. Which this year, if it came out in like the summer-ish, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, then we can see Phil populate the thread with all the pictures he's taken now that he has a PS5.
Well, not even playing the story in the right way.
Not even playing it sequentially. He's just like, this is a pretty good story, huh?
I think
I know he listens too, you fuck.
I think they said too that Spider-Man 2, like so far, is like, it's one of the, I think we talked about it, it was one of the more successful, you know, financially.
Oh yeah,
some type
yeah.
of
yeah. No, it broke number, a record. Right? It broke but a it giant barely, record. Yeah,
they said it barely made even right now, and people were saying something like if it cost that like $250 million to make or some ridiculous number, and then they were like also in that leak, they were like, "Damn, Ghost of Tsushima only cost $60 million to make." Like, holy shit, Sucker Punch! Like, I remember that was a big point that I saw that people were talking about on Reddit. Is like, dude. How did Sucker Punch make that for $60 million?
Not that it's less than or whatever, but I feel like there's a lot more going on with Spider-Man than there is in Ghost of Tsushima. In the sense of
and licensing fees and all that shit too. But I mean, you also got to understand, like, from what I've seen, the sales data too, like, Sony games make a lot of money over years. So Spider-Man's only in its first year. Spider-Man 2 is only in its first year. Not even that. Like, over time, it's going to be way more profitable. But thankfully, it had a great-ass boost in the beginning, too. So, you know, it's a win-win, I think, for Insomniac, at least on that front. Not the whole rest of the game plans being like, that kind of sucks.
Well, and the fucking employee data, too.
And the employee data.
I read that they even have, like, people's shirt sizes in that leak. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
What was their demand? Like, 10 million, or what was it?
No, it was like 2 million. It wasn't even that much.
I mean, still though, if Sony gave in, then what? Fucking, that's they're just
they can release it anyways. For, they would have released it anyways. Like, $1 million. Yeah,
it's more than a billion.
you gotta imagine too that Marvel was like, all right, we see what you did with Spider-Man. Like, please do this with X-Men. Like, you know, Wolverine, yeah. and then, you know, that can become its own thing, and yeah. all of the characters, like, all of the X-Men that you can make a game about, basically, would be amazing.
Cyclops. It's yeah. actually such a hype announcement, because also, you look at the Wolverine footage, right, that came out, you can yeah. see they're doing something very different with it. Like, it's a very combat-focused, very cool. Oh, you didn't see the footage?
No, I told you. It was already gone by the time I clicked it.
It looks pretty good.
It looks like a mix between, like, there is some goofy parts where Wolverine is like jumping like Spider-Man, as far as like, you know, from ledge to ledge that he does, like when you're
in sneak
mode. You know, you push L2, R2, and you just kind of jump forward. So mm-hmm. he was doing that in the trees and shit, which I get, right? Because Wolverine can be stealthy and all that shit. Yeah. But the combat to me looked awesome, because there was a destructible environment. He was slamming people into walls and breaking them. That's cool. So I was like, I mean, I'm hyped for it. When I saw people talking shit on it, I'm just like, why? Do you guys not understand that this is alpha? What? Yeah, like,
yeah.
Well, they did that with the GTA 6 leak too. They're like, is that what it's going to look like? And it was a straight up like alpha build also.
Yeah.
Right? And now they're like, oh my God, it James looked like this?
Yeah. If you don't understand that leaks happen, like, 2-3 years before the game comes out, and you think that's what it's going to look like, you're stupid.
I agree.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stupid people out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still buying Wolverine, dude. That didn't change me. That just made me a little bit more hype for it. So I'm not.
I didn't get to see that. I mean, but even regardless of the footage or whatever, Insomniac has just been hitting home runs. So yeah, I'm going to be buying it too.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. And also, I mean, just, you know, the leaks keep coming and they don't stop coming. So more of the tech actually has been revealed for according to the latest actually on Reddit, because people are mining the fuck out of it too. So there's a lot of like AI and like revolutionary programming stuff that's happening with Wolverine that's specifically being executed on the future PS5 Pro, which is part of the leak as well. So that's definitely still coming. So Sony got kind of got it from all angles right there. So yeah, like real-time damage and regeneration is a big thing. AI upscaling that's possible with like the PS5 Pro level. Like it's all there. So yeah, just like the Microsoft leak that happened with their 10-year game plan, except this one's a lot more exciting. So, you know. Ay. Well, I guess we can go into like maybe less distressing news, depending on your angle here. So a Super Smash Brothers movie has been pitched by Illumination. What? Now, despite Sony going full steam ahead on a live-action Zelda film, Illumination wants to utilize as many Nintendo properties as they can for a quote-unquote Avengers-style Super Smash Brothers movie. That's right. This comes fresh off, of course, the success on their take on Super Mario Brothers, which is currently the highest-grossing video game adaptation of all time and 17th highest-grossing movie in general of all time, just behind Frozen. No word on a timeline, but if they are going to go with the OG lineup, they still have to make a Metroid movie, a Star Fox movie, an Earthbound movie, a Kirby movie, and, of course, Captain Falcon's F-Zero movie. But we did get Detective Pikachu out of the way, so that's good. What is your guys' take on a potential Super Smash Brothers film, huh?
I feel you could have just put it's like the number 2 highest grossing animated film of all time instead of putting the 17th highest. That would have been a little bit more impressive to read and hear, but you know, whatever.
Special range.
I mean, they showed a little taste of it, obviously, when he's fighting Donkey Kong, and that part was awesome. So
yeah,
that part I can imagine them having some sort of like Civil War type thing, which would be funny. And if they just did it similar to Marvel, and then they just don't mention it, or obviously, you know, everybody knows what it is. I don't know. I think that would be funny.
That actually be pretty cool. Civil War angle would be very interesting.
Hear me out here, dude. I got a great idea right now. We may even have to file this in some type of copyright or something, so I don't get
patent for it.
Yeah, patent for it, because I know Hollywood. Like Hollywood, if you're listening, here we go. Ready? F-Zero movie in the style of the Fast and Furious OG movies. You know what I'm saying? Captain Falcon is fucking Toretto.
Dom Toretto.
Oh my gosh.
Show me your moves, you know? Like, come on, dude.
it's about speed.
Yeah.
it's like, well, what happened? Is our all fucking getting like DVD players and shit?
And then Mario shows up at the end and asks him if he wants to join a family, you know, like,
that's
it. Okay.
Here we go, dude. And then we didn't even add this, but let me just sprinkle this in. Jack Black can do dual roles as both Bowser and Steve from Minecraft now, since he's officially on as Steve. Boom.
I think what they're really going to do is, I already got the idea right here. So Illumination, if you're listening,
we know they're listening. Hollywood and Illumination.
I want my motherfucking movie check. So Bowser is going to be able to come back in the next one, right? He's going to get unshrunken and he's going to be pissed off. So he's going to start scouring the Nintendoverse to find fighters who can take out Mario. And that's what's going to cause.
Oh, he's Loki. He's Loki.
That's what's going to cause the fighting. People are going to align themselves with Bowser, maybe, or they're going to get controlled to do so. And then there you go. Boom, Super Smash Bros.
You know, he's going to recruit, though, and it's going to be the Thanos reveal at the end. Is it the Master Hand? The Master Hand is going to find a way.
All I know is, I will get up and walk out of this movie if they make Kirby the most powerful person like they did. What was it, Brawl?
Right?
Where he shows up.
Smash Ultimate. He's also the most powerful in there, too. Yeah.
I think it was Brawl or Wii U where this, like, remember the cutscenes? And it's like, it's Ganondorf and Bowser and they're shooting from a big old ship.
Oh, yeah, Brawl.
And everyone's getting blasted. Like, Star Fox gets hit. I think Captain Falcon gets hit, and then Kirby comes in on his stupid ass fucking star and just blows up the ship.
Like, he goes, just burns right through it.
I was like, get the fuck out of here, Kirby.
That's Sakurai, dude. That's Kirby's boy.
Stop all the Kirby hate. Right?
Oh my god. Okay, but for real though, what they have to do, no matter what, I want Star Fox in the style of Guardians of the Galaxy. Give me that tone. Give me that weirdness. You know, make them just those ragtag motherfuckers and give me all the weird quotes. Just throw in. Our show starts with a fucking Leon quote. so every time we start an episode, it's Star Fox. All right, give me some good. I want Falco being an asshole. You know, fucking James McCloud.
I'm the great Leon.
Yeah, I'm the great Leon.
Slippy as a Rocket Raccoon character or what?
Dude? Oh, dude, Slippy.
Nah,
Slippy's fucking weak, dude.
He's a biggity bitch.
Yeah.
Just give me at some point whenever they go. Whenever they go bring in Game & Watch, just make everybody 8-bit and go into his world.
Oh my gosh.
And I want him to deliver a level 9 to somebody.
That's he'd be a cameo, dude. He'd be a good cameo, though. I swear they're going to have this. If they can get it to work with the Sonic roll up in there, too, at the end or something, oof. Box office, baby. But
yeah, we'll see. I don't know if they would be able to pull that off, but that would be fun.
We're totally giving like Nintendo a 10-year plan here. But okay, well, you know.
We want our motherfucking movie check.
Yep. If I see Captain Falcon in a Fast and Furious type movie, dude, bookmark it. I'm coming for Nintendo.
He's all fucking. They use the boost on the side. It's like Monica.
He said he's coming for Nintendo. He's gonna end up buying $3,000 worth of fucking. Yep.
Just to ask him.
Splatoon outfit. Like, hey, you guys stole my movie.
It's all the fucking board meeting and shit.
Yep.
That's great.
Oh. I'll record it, dude, and it'll be on the podcast.
An absurd headline 2028, just so you did right there.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was a good little uplifting story besides all the leaks and personal information getting leaked there. That's good. But now for the real leak, the leaky rumor mill. This is the rumors. Look at all these rumors. All right, let's go.
this is some good fashioned rumors, not the kind that, you know, leak into people's personal lives.
Yeah, not yet.
So, at least not yet, but yeah. So, PlayStation 5, God of War Trilogy remake, or maybe a remaster, or maybe a reconversion. I don't know. Something, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, an industry insider recently came out on a podcast that the OG God of War Trilogy could be making its way to PlayStation 5 with a fresh coat of paint.
Ooh.
What he was not clear about, though, is if it is going to be a remaster, a la the Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection that recently came out, a conversion, a la the Red Dead Redemption conversion that just came out, or a full-on remake, a la Resident Evil 2, 3, 4, all that stuff.
Go Capcom route, you cowards.
My money is just going to be a remaster. They're just going to re-release it.
They're going to do a Last of Us kind of situation where you're like, oh, it looks really good. Like, it looks like the new ones. It plays exactly like the fucking old ones.
No, I don't think. Well, that, no, that was a remake. Well, besides The Last of Us 2 remastered.
Yeah.
That, but see, on that one, they're adding a new mode, right? Which, and new costumes. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to go just a straight up, like, almost port of the OG remasters from the PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I can see that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they do that, but they just up the graphics, like, way more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to change anything. Just give us that, but give us a shinier version of it.
I would take, like the Metroid Prime situation. Same thing. Right. Yeah, with an engine.
Or like the Super Mario RPG situation. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's the same exact game, but it just looked awesome.
It looks really good.
So just do that. I'm good. Yeah.
Well, what they should do is just slap it all into one package. Don't stop at the trilogy. Give the two PSP games and fucking throw an Ascension in there too, even though Ascension really wasn't popular. But fucking give us six games for, like, you know, people can play Kratos' old...
Yeah.
Greece saga, you know, like just slap it in a fucking, we'll pay $50 for that easily.
Oh, yeah. I'm with it.
And also to add to this news, our boy Christopher Judge, who is the current voice of Kratos, said that he would never voice a young Kratos out of respect for T.C. Carson, who did the old ones. So after the rumor dropped and he said that, everybody's like, oh shit, it is happening.
Yeah. That's kind of a little confirmation, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he kind of unintentionally revealed that it is happening. I'm sure they probably asked him if he would do that, and he was like, nah, I'm good. You guys can keep
it. Does that make it lean a little more towards the RE4 style then, if they're actually redoing a lot of that kind of stuff?
I mean, it could just be that they wanted to give him the current Kratos voice, you know?
That's a little whack, though. I don't know.
It's either that or, like, it ties into Valhalla. Like, there's
stuff. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Which, Valhalla is fucking awesome. And I feel like the way that Valhalla ended, because I did, well, I beat the quote-unquote story of it, but there's more to do. But, like, once you beat the story, you can see why this rumor is popping up now. So,
I haven't beat it, but I got to a certain point where I was like, yeah, this makes total sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
I think they're going to go some type of route. I don't think they're going full remake route. They're just going to kind of slap it together and give it to us to so that we can see the story kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody can experience... Just like all together, too, because a lot of people didn't really know, they don't really know the backstory that led him into why he's in the Norse lands or whatever. So it'd be cool for people to be able to play those, to understand. And then there's also hints in both games, too. Like, there's a lot of callbacks to who he was before, but if you've never played those games, you don't really understand, you know, what's truly going on, so...
Okay. I mean, to me, honestly, it's a good way of, like, having the whole franchise represented on one console, which I feel like more of these people should be doing, to be honest with you.
I just, one little last quick thing, though. If they really want the full price, what I love about this Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection is how they add, like, it's, don't get me wrong, it's literally ports of the PlayStation 3 games, but what they did add is, like a digital art book / screenplay book, like, for each game. So to me, it's cool to see how Hideo's, like, writing translated to the game, like his notes and shit like that. They call it the master book or something.
Where
it's just like a huge digital book that is everything about the saga, like little nitpick, like, you know, just facts and all that. It's almost like an encyclopedia of it. And like, if they do something like that for the old God of Wars, like, that would be super awesome. Like, that's what they need to do with these remasters and quote-unquote conversions. Like, when they re-release them, is like, add extra shit to it.
Yeah, give something for the fans, you know, throw them a little bone. Throw them a little bone. I'm with it.
Speaking of little bone, dude. This next one, I don't know about that.
So. Oh, I'm down. I'm with it. Is Banjo-Kazooie set to make a return on the Xbox? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gaming insider Nate Drake has confirmed from a source inside Microsoft that in early 2023, actually, a game in the Banjo-Kazooie franchise had been greenlit and has since been in active development. There's apparently, quote-unquote, lots to do, so likely a release after 2024. Though previous rumors suggest that the project has at least been worked on in some capacity before the final go-ahead. But the team is now actively, of course, working towards a full release. So, will we see Banjo ride again? I think Microsoft's a little desperate and probably should. they probably should do it.
Yeah. You could have totally said, well, Banjo Wonderwing again. Like, that was your one time to use it, and you
That's all right. It. He's Wonderwing plenty of times personally, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, they need a big win for a franchise, so sure, yeah, bring it.
I mean, they need a mascot, man. Master Chief's fantastic, wonderful. I'm not seeing him as much. They're not showing me Master Chief anywhere when I put this fucking system on. Like, give me something new. You know, use rare, please. Yeah. Like, use rare. They're so good.
Bring back Banjo Kazooie. That's cool. And then also bring back Bomberman. You know, what's up?
Is Bomberman rare? Is that?
It's not rare. I'm just saying, bring back
Bomberman. Just give me all the old shit. Yeah,
why not? The point is, Xbox isn't doing anything, so bring back all the fun shit.
No, seriously, though. Like, Rare was working on, what, Skull and Bones? Or was that the game? What are they doing? I can't remember. The pirate game. Fine. Yeah,
that's been delayed I don't know how many times.
No, that's the Ubisoft
that was Ubisoft one.
Yeah, there's one that Rare's been doing.
whatever, dude.
Sea of Thieves or something like that? I can't remember.
Sea of Thieves was that other one that Microsoft
did.
No, but Rare, like, has been working on it, like, for the long term. Apparently, it makes a lot of money, too.
Oh, maybe that is them, then.
Yeah, but, like, they need to be on, like, the good shit. I'm tired of this. Yeah. Like, I really want old Rare. Old Rare was amazing. And if they can do another...
Maybe,
like,
maybe Sea of Thieves is Rare. Hold on, I'm looking it up, Jamie.
Yeah,
Sea of Thieves is Rare.
Yeah, they've been sidelined, dude. Like, why? Mm-hmm. You have such a talented team there, and Killer Instinct's not been fucking utilized. Like, all these things. Like, I think this might be a test run for old Rare franchises, but they also kind of have to nail it. And Microsoft has not been doing that lately.
I almost downloaded Sea of Thieves on my laptop, and I was like, let me check it out. But
it's whatever.
I haven't done it. But yeah, Microsoft, use your properties, please. Like, you know, I will support this if it's good. But just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah. Well, according to this next rumor, they might be trying to do something else, too. So,
if they're going to do any kind of Xbox exclusive, it's got to be this one.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Apparently, there's going to be an Xbox exclusive Star Wars title? Fresh off the leaky rumor mill is rumbling that Microsoft may have acquired the rights to an exclusive Mandalorian game.
Oh, shit.
Bethesda's own id Software is reportedly the developer best known for the Wolfenstein and Doom games. If true, Lucasfilm is getting cozy with Xbox because this would be the second exclusive title joining Indiana Jones, also in development with Bethesda. Discuss. I don't know why id Software would be doing a Mandalorian game.
Yeah.
This is not a knock against id. They're fucking awesome. But is it going to be like a run and gun?
I will say their style of game isn't quite, I don't think it would 100% fit, but I'm not 100% sure. Because Wolfenstein, the newer ones are actually really fucking cool too.
Yeah.
But they're not like Doom.
Yeah, well, they're closer to Doom than anything else. Like Doom Eternal and 3, they're just kind of like running gun shooters, but you're shooting Nazis, but not as fast as Doom.
Yeah, I would say Wolfenstein's a little more cover based and a little more plotting than Doom, where it's just instinct.
Yeah,
yeah.
If I was playing a Mandalorian game, I would want it to be third person because I want to see the armor. Yeah. I want to be able to use a jetpack and all that jazz going on. Like, I don't know if this would work as like a first person shooter. Again, not that it is only known for that, but most of their games are first-person shooters. So.
Well, they did Rage also, right? Rage 2.
Yeah.
I mean, so they obviously, I think, want to dabble more in, like, open world and, like, a little more...
Rage was first-person shooter, I think.
Yeah.
Rage was also, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also more open, isn't it? Like, open environment, things like that.
I believe so.
Yeah, so I think they've kind of been pushing, but to me, if they're going first-person with Mandalorian, that's going to be very visor-based, gadget-based. Like, there's going to be a lot of things they can do with it.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, they have to do third-person. It's got to be, give us the world of the Mandalorian, not the TV show, just in general. Third-person shooter, it's open world. You take on contracts. You go to different planets and do those contracts. I don't know.
I'm with you, actually. I think making it, less TV show-based and more, like, gritty Star Wars-based would be good.
I think it'd be cool if it's a mixture between, like, the Jedi Survivor type of gameplay and that new Star Wars Outlaws from Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Because you're a smuggler in that, right? But you're not a bounty hunter. Like, Like, if you're a bounty hunter, you should be just as badass as a Jedi from Jedi Survivor, but with the open world type of gameplay from that Star Wars, the new one from Ubisoft.
Yeah,
maybe this will be a new move for id then. Like, yeah. if they're going to be, like, risky and, like, take a chance on something like that, and they, but they wanted to succeed, using the Mandalorian property might be a good way to kind of flex that a little bit. So,
we'll see.
I mean, I'm rooting for them if they can do it, because it has not let me down except Doom 3, but, you know, that's fine. That was a long time ago. Yeah, I agree. And actually, it actually goes into my next segment a little bit here, too. But I mean, any other takes on the leaky rumors before we move on to the shit that we be playing?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right, let's go. Again, quick one. Hey, well, that was all the leaky rumors and news for this first week of January. But trust me, there's going to be more because it's the gaming industry and it is madness. But what are you guys playing? What are you playing? I am going to quickly roll in here. So I mentioned the Doom 3 thing because, again, it's kind of a whatever fucking game. But this game I've been playing is the game I wish Doom 3 was in my heart. Holy shit. It's called Proteus. I think it's been around for about a year, maybe 2 years. Mm-hmm. Indie developed game that is basically a ripoff of Doom. It's absolutely a ripoff of Doom. Yeah. And it's the best ripoff, like, ever. It's so fucking good. I cannot put it down. I wish I wasn't so goddamn busy. So I only get maybe one or two levels a night. And it's actually a long game. But it plays like a hybrid between Doom 1 and Doom 2016. It's a weird, weird mix. Like, the level design is totally Doom 2016. It's totally, like, open-ish, but, you know, you have places you need to go, but it's not like you're going to get lost in a maze or anything like that. It's very exploration-based. No hand-to-hand shit, so you don't have to worry about that, but the shooting is phenomenal. It's and the enemy types are straight up ripped off of Doom. And I am a fucking slut for a super shotgun, you know? But this one makes all the other weapons just as viable. And I don't know, it's perfectly balanced. I cannot recommend people this game enough. If you want to have that Doom, like the Doom 3 you always wanted, is just called something else. It's Proteus. And it's really fucking good. I'm probably going to beat it relatively soon because I have actually put a lot of hours into it over the holiday season. But yeah, if you find it on sale, I caught it on sale for 50, or it was $17, but I used my Switch points to bring it down to about 15 because I don't know. A YouTube video brought it up for all these boomer shooters, which I don't know if you guys know. I'm like a huge fan of these old fucking shooters. And this is very possibly the best non-Doom Doom game I've ever played. The high praise.
Interesting you say that because it's, again, I keep bringing this up, but it's on the PlayStation Plus extra tier for free.
It's for free?
Yeah, for me. Yeah, for anybody that has that tier. And I saw it and I didn't download it. Bro. But now that after listening to you talk, maybe I will.
It looks even better on the PS5. Like, I have the Switch version, right? And it runs fine. But I saw the PS5 footage, and I'm like, damn, that actually looks fucking smooth. It's very much, the graphics are an exact hybrid between old Doom and 2016. Like, you know, you got bigger, fully 3D worlds.
I'm looking at screenshots right now. That shit does look like it.
Dude. Yeah. But it uses sprites effectively.
I was like, look at this Doom copy, but I didn't download it because I was like, I thought that too. I was like, are they just ripping it off? Like, what the fuck?
But, oh, dude, they're ripping it off like a motherfucker.
I mean, ripping it off in a bad way, but if it's fun, I'll have to pick it up.
No, I would say give the first, like, four or so levels a good run, but, like, you it really does a good job with the upgrades and giving you weapons and, like, all that. Like, and just, you know, just play with the level. Explore a little bit. It's really, really nice. And then I've been shiny hunting like a motherfucker when I get a chance. Like, I write a lot. I'm always busy, whatever it is, but sometimes I also, you know, the Pokemon DLC came out, and I can't quit you, man. I'm the fucking goddamn fiend. It's fucking horrible. The game does not deserve as much hours as it has gotten from me, but whatever. Just take it. It's fine. So those are the games I've been playing. I'm actually a lot more happy about Proteus, but whatever. I caught some good-ass Pokemon. What about you, James? What you got?
I mean, I've been still playing Baldur's Gate 3. I passed a really big part that took me a while to get through. Cause it's a difficult game, it's a difficult game and I am just combat wise. But I passed it and the story just got so juicy. I had to put it down because I was doing the same. I was like, I can't put this game down. And I was like, I got other shit that I need to do.
Yeah.
so I took
a bear though, dude. Did you fuck a bear yet?
I did not fuck the bear because it's a guy, so I'm not. That's not true. That's not true because there's a woman druid that can wild shit too. So I don't know if you can have sex with her, but she doesn't transform into a bear. She transforms into like a panther and shit.
Panther, huh?
I'm gonna need you to remake a character real quick, run through the bear as a woman, and just so you can yell, "Bear fucker, do you need assistance?
Do you need assistance?" No, they fixed a lot of that, so aww. I have not been able to cast horny on a lot of characters now. But anyway, the storyline's really good. I've been getting really deep into it. It's really fun. And then also, Sony decided to finally give me what I've been asking for, which they made a Plague Tale Requiem free. For PS Plus users, Plague Tale Requiem is a sequel to A Plague Tale. It's a game that I've talked about in length on this podcast. It's an incredible, incredible game, and now I'm playing the sequel, so yeah.
Nice. All right.
And it's good so far. It's good so far. It's got the same kind of, you know, style, and I can tell that, I mean, the storyline's already really messed up, so.
Yeah, I heard the first one was really good. It's one of those ones I tried to play for a while, but fucking...
Real quick, I remember when James told me to download it and I did, and I was playing it. I'm like, why the fuck are all these French people talking like this? Because their accent was like getting on my nerves, because it was totally just reminding me of the Anchorman. I mean, not Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Jean Girard. Like, I'm like, why do they sound like they got peanut butter on their mouths? And then, like, I played it, and then, like, there's a story beat that happens, like, in the first 30 minutes, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's why I'm playing it. It's pretty cool now. Mm-hmm. I just kind of, like, it fell off, but I've been wanting to replay it.
Oh, that's funny.
It gets like, it's the first one. I will say, like, by the time you're done, you're like, holy shit, this is a really good story. And the fact that it was an independent game, and then obviously this one is supposed to be like, you know, bigger and better.
Yeah.
Because it was such a good game initially that they gave them more, you know, with Requiem. And again, the storyline already is like really good. I've burned through like the first 2 hours, and that was like today. So yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I gotta give this series a shot, honestly. Like, I've heard nothing but good praise.
Dude, okay, I'll tell you this. Like, I told everybody, like I told Alex, I don't like stealth games, and this is one of the only stealth franchises now that like I really like.
All right.
It's usually on sale on the Xbox too, Flynn.
I think it was on Game Pass also.
Yeah, and it was on Game Pass.
Yeah, it's still on Game Pass. I downloaded it on my laptop.
Oh, okay.
But then it came out on PlayStation. Like, I downloaded it, I was gonna start playing it on here, and then I was like, oh shit, never mind, it's on PS5. I can just, you know, be more comfortable with the controller.
There you go. All right. What you got?
I beat God of War Ragnarok Valhalla. Fucking awesome. Like, it made me want to restart a couple roguelites that I dropped. I mean, I definitely, now I want to get back into Hades and beat it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Get back into Hades, you fuck.
The Hades is, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, you know, that got me in a roguelike mood. The story was awesome. The gameplay was cool. I'm probably going to still dabble in it, Valhalla, just because, like, there are things that still unlock. Mm-hmm. And then also, I've been playing the Arkham trilogy, like replaying on my Steam Deck, and I don't know if it was last episode when we talked about our end of the year games, and I was like, you know, Spider-Man 2 for me, it may be one of the better comic book games that I've played. You know, people say Arkham City, but now after playing Arkham City, just like for, I think I'm like 5 hours in, I'm like, no, dude, this is still the creme de la croix. Like, this is.
Arkham City's a lot of people's favorite fucking game.
Yeah, and it's like Arkham City is, like I said last episode too, like the only thing holding Spider-Man back in my eyes is the fact that they don't utilize his villains like the Arkham series does for Batman. Like, I should be able to swing around the city and find a clue for a B-lister villain or a C-lister villain doing something that isn't tied into the story, but it still makes you feel like Spider-Man. That's what the Arkham City like side missions do with Batman. It's like you're being Batman, but at the same time it's like, oh fuck, now I gotta, you know, Poison Ivy's out now and she's not even relevant to the story, but like now
she's flashing her shit all over town to take care of this.
Yeah, hey, I should pick it up, man. It's only $25 right now.
Well, so that's the thing too, that now that you have a gaming PC, actually, I think right now you might have one more day. This is gonna tie into my win of the month too, so I'm just gonna take it, Flynn.
But take it.
The reason I've been playing it on my Steam Deck is because I bought the entire Arkham trilogy for only $8. That's
what?
Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight for only
$8. Look at this up, Jamie.
Yeah, on Steam right now.
Damn, it's only $9.
Yeah, see, so it's $9. And what? Then on top of that, because the only thing that is tricky when it comes to PC gaming with this type of old games is sometimes you got to tinker with it a bit. You got to do a couple plugins or something, but usually you just type it in online and there's guides that people will be like, oh dude, you just do this and that and you can play it. So the reason though I've been playing it on my Steam Deck is because it gives you 60 frames per second, which is like that combat in Arkham City just takes it to another level, dude. Like,
right.
It's so quick and snappy.
Get that little time button presses with that 60 FPS, huh?
Yeah, well, I was pissed because that, what was it, the Return to Arkham, which is like a remaster of the two Arkham games on the PS5. That shit is not, it's stuck at 30. You can't make it 60. So I'm just like, what the fuck am I even playing this? I'll play it on my PlayStation 3. So, yeah, that's my shit right now. Steam Deck, the free upgrades to 60. I mean, it's just awesome.
Damn.
And you get all of the Arkham, you get the Arkham Knight Season Pass with it too? Jeez.
Yeah, you get everything for only $9. For both Arkham City and Arkham Knight. You get both the Game of the Year editions.
James enjoying the PC life now.
I'm plugging my PlayStation 5 controller into this bitch.
I was going to say, you just plug it in with the USB and boom, you got a controller.
Oh, yeah. There
you
go. Oh, yeah. I've been doing that with all the games that I downloaded in here. I was like, I'm not playing this, like Battletoads. I was like, dude, I'm not playing this game with a fucking keyboard. Come on.
Yeah, yep, that's a CS exclusive right there, fucking mouse and keyboard.
It is.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you. Well, shit. Damn, we played some good shit, guys. All right. So, yeah, I guess I'll just go to my quick gaming winner of the month since Cordova already dropped his. I just want to highlight Halo's firefight mode. Again, it should have been my win of the year last for our end of the year episode. Halo Infinite really, like, upgraded a lot in 2023. And I think it's most evident in how they're handling firefight. It is fun. It's just good old-fashioned Halo fun. It makes you like all the different weapon types, all the enemy types. It shows how good of a game Infinite is at its core. And I wish I had more time to play again, honestly, because obviously I'm playing so many fucking games. But it really, like, if you want to flex those Halo mechanics and, like, you know, your skill with the controller a little bit and you don't feel like doing a PvP, you know, roll with your boys and do some firefight. It's such a good version of the mode, and I'm glad, I'm just glad that at least Halo still has some fight in it. And, you know, kudos to that fucking nerd that beat Tetris. Nerd. You know, like, kid, I guess, did some shit that only AI could do. And he did it on, you know, while he was streaming. So, hey, take your W, buddy. You fucking did it, kid. Go rock some more games. So, yeah, you gotta highlight little investments like that.
I heard that the firefight mode is so popular, too, that people are actually asking for them to expand it into different things, like, you know how it's Firefight King of the Hill? It's like, well, give us Firefight Assault or Firefight, what was the other one? Generator Defense from the Reach one?
Yeah.
Where you have to, like, defend places and shit.
Oh, so, dude, I'm with that. Because, Firefight King of the Hill is fantastic.
Yeah, I hope that they take it to heart and they see how many people are playing it and they add to it throughout the year.
I'm telling you, just, you know, I got a free weekend. So if you want to just get a couple hours in there, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you got, James? What you got for your win?
I'm just excited because The Last of Us Roguelike is coming out very soon, in 2 weeks, actually.
There you go. Nice.
I didn't really realize it, but it's coming out the same day as the new Prince of Persia, which could still be winning a win of the month. But I'm just really excited about this roguelike because I feel the roguelikes that have been attached to big titles have all been really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, Valhalla was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, who else did it?
Assassin's Creed
did it, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. I totally forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I didn't play that. I didn't play the game itself for such a long time, but I ended up jumped back in just to play the roguelike, and it was really fun. So I'm actually very, very excited about The Last of Us dropping this. And Also, the PS5 version, which is only going to be like $10 for us.
So, yeah, there you go.
I'm stoked.
We're becoming stands for roguelikes in this podcast, so, and I'm with it. I'm actually really.
I like roguelikes a lot. So yeah, it's.
I'm with it. You got to go back into Risk of Rain 2 again. That was a good, another good little fucking.
Oof, I know they added a bunch of shit too.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, a fat update that it's totally just chilling there. So. Yeah, let's all go play that.
Flynn can take all the treasure again.
Yeah,
well, I was gonna say, don't play it on PC, James, because you'll never want to go back to your Switch, dude. That shit on like 90 FPS is just woof, man.
Oh, I bet, dude.
Dude, it's so sick.
Nah, dude, let's do it. So, come on, I need some backup on the Switch. Come on.
If there's one game that people want crossplay for, it's that fucking game, man.
Yeah, like, oh my god, dude, that'd be the shit. Such a good game.
Yep.
Man, I should download the update and get back on, because that game was so much fun.
I'm with it. Yep. If you guys want to do a run, since we don't do too many cowards don't want to do arenas anymore, it's fine, dude. Let's just go. Anyway, so we're having such a fun time. Now let's talk about all the bullshit. So we're gonna run this off with our fail of the month. Mine's very simple. We talked shit on it up top, but leakers in general, but leakers also leaking personal information and capturing stuff that is obviously essential to very personal information for Insomniac employees and any employees, really. Like, my fail is all these leaky motherfuckers. I like leaks that give me, like, you know, little bits and announcements and things, like, not people's lives. All right?
Yeah,
leak shit that I'm okay with getting excited about, but I'm not sure if it's real or not. This is real, and it's very harmful, and you can go fuck yourself. That's my fail right there. Yeah. How about you, James?
Mine is that Alan Wake still sucks.
Oh, no.
I download the remastered version because I'm like, I want to try to get through this game so I can play the second one. And then I ended up just Googling if you have to, and you technically don't have to. And I was like, oh my god, it's still such a stupid fucking game. it makes me so mad. Like, everything about it, like the combat, the narration, like, I can't. It makes my skin crawl. And I was like, okay, maybe this is just like because I tried playing it years ago. So I downloaded the remastered version, which is free, and I can't. I deleted it because I can't do it.
Oh my god.
I cannot get through this game.
I think I just had a flashback to like 2006, James, right now.
Oh my god.
Like, I had the same exact conversation.
I was so upset when I rented it, and I was like, this fucking game sucks.
Yeah, no, this is actually really bringing me back quite a bit.
And I was like, okay, maybe the remastered version is going to make it better, but like the camera is so wonky. Everything about it is just. It makes me really mad, and I think I'm just going to end up getting Alan Wake 2 and playing it.
It's that 6th-gen jank. It's an early 6th-gen game,
it just has it.
There's no way to get away from it.
Like, the camera angles in that fucking game are sometimes worse than Mario 64.
Oh, my gosh.
It just makes me so angry, and I get, like, I almost wanted to throw my controller at my TV because I got so mad.
Look, I take it, I'm like, oh, no!
Bouncy. Yeah, so anyway, I'm sorry. I can't do it. Dude. I want to give Alan Wake the proper respect to play the sequel, but I can't do it. It sucks. It sucked then. It still sucks.
You fucking delete it from your hard drive and you're like, so long, Bowser.
Basically.
Oh, all right. What you got, Cordova?
Mine's not as hateful as that.
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm just chapped that Rockstar canceled all that GTA 5 DLC, like we said earlier. So
me too. Yeah,
it's a big.
Yeah, that's
fail
a pretty bad
me.
One. That actually is it as bad as Alan Wake? Probably not. But
like years of content we could have had, or just this one content that exists that I don't have any reason to download, but it exists.
It makes me so angry, and I'm so sad. I'm so mad at myself that I tried to play it again. I was like, oh my god, just get the sequel and then Google what happens in the first game.
Oh, that's great. No, but yeah, Rockstar canceling, same chatness from up top. Like, we're really missing out as gamers. Go down.
I'm about to make a video like the Florida Joker. I'm going to come out of a bush, and I'm going to be like, hey, everybody, why does Alan Wake still suck?
That's a good TikTok, actually.
You're gonna be like, what? Oh, they still Remedy? You're gonna be like, Remedy, we need to talk, Remedy. you need to reimburse me for the time I wasted playing this fucking absolute shit game.
It's an absolute shit game, and it makes me so sad.
Oh,
and
like, that's horrible.
I was like, I'm being unfair on it, because I tried playing it years ago, and I was like, of course, technology then and everything. But then, yeah, dude, it's still, it fucking sucks.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
just makes me so upset thinking about it. I'm hot right now.
Glad you're about to leave off this episode just
basically.
Yeah, make an asshole character at the D&D roles called Alan Wake, dude. Or
yeah, for real. I'll make him an NPC so he dies.
Oh, all right. Oh, well, Cordova, do you want to take our absurd headline?
Yeah, I'll take it, dude. So, the absurd headline, first one of 2024. Here we go. So, in a video titled, quote, God of War, does it need to be so personal, end quote, God of War creator David Jaffe reveals he enjoys the new games, but is not a big fan of the changes to the character of Kratos. Quote, I don't like the direction that God of War is going in, end quote. He also states, quote, your core audience for God of War, I don't think gives a fuck about family in that way, end quote.
Damn.
So he kind of, I mean, there's more to it. He's kind of saying that he feels like the writers are putting their own spin on an established character and that they shouldn't. But it's like, I don't know if he's been living under a rock, but everyone absolutely loves Christopher Judge's performance as Kratos now. And this is like the epitome of character development. Like,
yeah,
to me, 2018 and Ragnarok, like you see in 2018 why he doesn't want to go back to being an old Kratos. And like that, to me, that's one of the best parts of the PlayStation 4, like, timeline is the fact that when he goes back and gets his Blades of Chaos, it's like, dude, the game just is like the whole fucking cutscene of it is like you get chills, like just his acting, the way that he pulls it out, and like, oh man, it's just like that's like up there on the PlayStation 4 family. And then in Ragnarok, like the continued journey, it's like it's crazy because the family aspect of it is like kind of what makes Ragnarok, like him and his son are growing apart, but like that's kind of the driving force, right, of the story. So
I think Father Cordova's coming out. He's like, no, this actually gets me a little fundamentally in here. You should fuck off, David Jaffe.
Well, no, it's funny because I don't know if you've seen the comments, but people are like, does this guy not understand that we all just don't want to stay 12 years old and 13 year old? Like, we all want to grow and relate to characters that we grew up with, right?
No, I was thinking that same thing too. Like, the medium changes sometimes, you know? Yeah. Like, a property has to adapt with the times. Yeah. And your audience gets older. Like, it just happens.
Yeah. So, like, what would we want to play? Like, look at Gears of War. That came out around the same time as God of War. Mm-hmm. But Gears of War is stuck in the fucking, what, the 360 gen style of game.
Yeah.
With no evolution to the story, the characters, and you're playing Marcus's kids and shit. It's like, oh, okay, like, cool, I guess. Like, nothing really adds to it. But you look at God of War that reinvented itself, and it's just like, it's out there, dude.
That's true. Yeah. That's a very good comparison, actually, I must say.
So, so Jaffe, I think, is really missing the mark here. And he's the fucking creator of it, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's super random. I don't know what. I mean, wasn't he saying that it was, like, not as brutal?
And he was saying
bizarre that, because it's super brutal. Yeah.
That's what he's saying, is Kratos is a dad. He's gone too soft, and it's like,
okay. And it's like, dude, like in the first game, the first fight, you literally beat the shit out of a dude until he's a bloody mess. Like, how is that not brutal? And it's like updated graphics, like current graphics, it looks even more brutal.
Someone better interview his fucking kids, dude. Like, yeah, he's also a terrible father, actually. He's really...
I wonder if he is a dad or something. Right? Like, I don't know, dude. Like, but it's funny, though, because people are calling him, like, a dude bro, and it's like, damn, I guess homeboy's still living in 2006 and all this shit, so...
Yeah, right. Well,
I remember he also got some heat for his comments on Metroid Dread, too, right?
Yeah, he was mad at it because he didn't know that you had to shoot, like, a ceiling or something. Or a floor panel.
Something like that. He's like, this is why the whole game is like badly designed. And people are like, chill the fuck out and learn how to play a game. How about that?
Old man yells at Cloud or what?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. But, I mean, I don't know. It's like, God of War, the OG ones were brutal. But this one, I think, is just as brutal with the extra little cream on top of being, like, taken as, like, an art form in a way, man. Because these people are acting. Like, the cutscenes now aren't just CGI. They're people acting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actors are actually in there acting out every
mocap suits, and like there's real emotion. And
And
It's all one shot too, so it's pretty artistically done, just visually, anyways, right? Like,
yeah, well, like I think I've talked about it throughout the year too. There's a documentary called fucking Raising Kratos, I think, about the first one. And dude, like, even if you don't like care about how video games are made, if you just watch that and you see like how these actors put their all into it, but they're dressed in fucking mocap suits with balls on it, you know, like stupid balls on their chins and all that thing, but they're in there seriously acting, and it's just like, it just gives you so much more appreciation for what they put into these games. Like,
absolutely. I mean, that's the reason why it's the biggest fucking medium like ever now. So and what we're doing a podcast, see, it's very absurd, David Jaffe.
Very absurd.
Yeah.
Most absurd thing I've heard, sir.
Not a bad start to 2024. And we do got a lot more episodes coming up because I feel like this is going to be a wild year for games. Last year was a good year, like in terms of just quality. But, you know, fuckery, I think, is afoot for some reason. I don't know why. Anyways, that. Ladies and gentlemen, is the first episode of 2024 for the NPC Gaming Pod. Someone's moving a lot back there.
Sitting still all fucking, you know, let me stretch a little bit.
Anyways, this has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. You can find me this year, of course, all year long on the Horrible People's Podcast. It's HORRBLE People's Podcast. And of course you can find our other host James somewhere else. James, can you plug your shit?
Yeah, you can also find me on the Horrible People's Network. I am part of a live play D&D podcast called the Turning Tables Podcast, which I have to go record right after this.
Damn.
I play a barbarian pirate lord that just likes to bonk shit. So if you want to, if you like D&D and you like listening to people be characters, go take a listen. And I will very prematurely say right now that my solo podcast should be happening very soon. I will not give a title name just yet, but it will be happening very soon.
Something's cooking.
Hey, so be on the lookout for that. I will plug it probably next time we are here.
Oh, that was very soon. Fucking A.
Like, you don't know, dude. You're the fucking the executive producer of the whole fucking thing.
Just consulting. Anyways. Bunchy Cordova, just
here. NPC, what is it? NPC.gaming.pod.
I like how he just has to ask every time.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's all right. And you pop up on the Horrible People's Podcast also, which is going to be more in 2024 for sure.
Yeah, when we get some video games in.
We got a couple on the schedule. But yes, with that, we will see you guys in a couple weeks again. Adios.
Late.
Late.